Okay, it's good to see everyone back. I know this is like the trickle decker, a little hard, but we shall learn, please God, we're going to be signing the Perek today. Please God, sign Perek Aleph, please God. Our learning should be in Tzchus for Mr. Shaul Fasten's grandmother, Miriam Dvorah Basar of Shmuel. She should be Meil Tzioshir Bez Hashem, and our Neshama should have tremendous aliyah. If you go to page 1, Meshima Gamliel Omer, Al Sholosh Dvarim Ha'olam Omeid, the world stands, really the Lashon is really on the world, it's Kayim. Well, here is Omeid, the world stands on three things, Al Adiv, Al Mitzv, Al Shalom. It's very interesting, because here in the Svarim that I've seen, Omeid, actually it's not Kayim, here it's Omeid. So he talks about, before we get to the Lashon of an earlier Mishnah that we remember seeing, I don't know, a couple of months ago, but he talks about on the Lashon of Devarim. What's this word, Devarim? There are three things that the world stands on, really. And he quotes if you look on the Sefer, it's the Nachla Svi. Matru, that is, I have the Sefer right here. The Nachla Svi, it says, from Nachla Svi Brisk, Hashem Yikom Damam. I texted a few of my Rebbeim, Nachlas Ovosan, the God of Shalpesach, Matru, that is. But someone from the Brisker dynasty, maybe. Or maybe someone from the town of Brisk. And he says an amazing thing about the Lashon of Devarim, and Daf Mish does use the word Zerachim. He says, he quotes the Ravon, and he says that, Kol Heicha, on the bottom of page 1, Kol Heicha de'ika pluksa, shechol kol echa la'atzmo, ki hacha shosha Zerachim, she'isher niknes. Shechol echa derech la'atzmo, she'zeh kona beloze, tani Zerachim. Whenever there's machlokas, whenever someone doesn't agree with something, whenever there's a challenge between someone in the Mishnah or Gemara, the Lashon of the Gemara will be derech. But when the Gemara, when the Mishnah uses the Lashon of Devarim, a Dovar, a thing, a matter, Kamo, and he quotes here, Al Shosha Devarim Ha'olam Omeid, like the world stands on three things, Al Shloshon Omeid, Velo Al Zeh Belo Zeh. You can't have one without the other. So very interesting point, says the Nachla Svi, that Davka, he's medayik to the Lashon of Davka, why does the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel use the word Devarim and not Derachim? Because drachim is always a machlokes, like we see Haisha Niknesh, right, by that whole Mishnah Shlosha drachim. But dvarim, you need all three. And he actually writes, if you'll go to page 2, he actually writes that din emes and shalom, that the world stands on judgment, on truth, and on peace. He actually says that they're really all one. Din emes and shalom are all one. Al shoshim are all kayam, by the underlines. V'dayag lom aloshim dvarim, shemora al achtos. Like the Ravan says, "Ki be'emes elu hashlosha echadim." Really, all three are one, as the pasuk says at the end of the Mishnah, "Emes u'mishpat shalom shiftu b'sha'areichem." Truth, judgment, and din, peace. You have to have in your gates. She'elu hashlosha echad nechshu rak b'kiyam elu hashlosha yachad yekiyam ha'olam. The tafkid, you have to have all three. You have to have all three. Really, it's not 1, 2, 3. It's really ABC. It's really all part of one prong. If you go to page 3 over here, Rav Avram Shor actually quotes Rabbeinu Yonah with a very interesting pshat as well on this Mishnah. And we're going to see how it really connects to the Mishnah base of the Perek as well. He quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, and he says the following. Don't think that the world was created for Din and Emes and Shalom. No, because we already said that in the beginning of the Perek. Don't think that the world was created for Din, Emes, and Shalom, because the Baal Pirkei Avos, we already dealt with that. We already dealt with what the world was created for. But what does he say? What's the dafka of this Lashon? If you go to the bottom arrow, it says, V'kan ha'omer ha'olam kayam. That's why I got confused a little bit. Because he says over here that the world continues based on Din, Emes, and Shalom. Meaning, Perek Mishnah Beis in the earlier Perek, that the world stands on Torah, Avodah, and Chasadim, which we're going to see how it connects to Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, how we're going to see actually later on how it connects to also Shvichas Damim, Gilarais, and Avodah Zarah. Everything, all the threes connect. All the threes connect. But don't say, oh, that the world is created for Din, Emes, and Shalom. This is how the world actually continues on. You can't have a society without Din, Emes, and Shalom. If you go to the bottom, he says it so beautifully, Rav Ram Shor. He says, first you start with Emes. He quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, famous Gemara in Kuvdala, Ben Aleph, Sheker ein lo regrayim, right? Avala em, right? The word sheker, if you look at a shin, kuf, and resh, there's no legs there, right? Shin, kuf, because it's sheker, it can't last on anything. But if you look at the word emes, MS has all the legs, the tough, the mem, the aleph mem tough. They have, but there's something there that's strong. That to be able to be, keep the world going. And shalom, very simple. You're gonna see this mission. Hopefully, please God. I don't know. By the rate we're going, maybe next year we'll see how fast we get through Perek Beis. As the mission says in Perek Gimel, having mispal b'shalom shemachus. Shall male mora malchus ishus reo. Right, the diamond for the feast of the government. Because you don't have peace of the government, then everyone's going to just be swallowing each other. And Dafka, we missed din. Where's din? We skipped din. Din, he says over there is on the first column. He says like kol dalam gover. Right, that's the he's referring to the famous machluk in the famous dea in I believe Gemara Bava Metzia. There's two people who grab onto to a certain thing. Right, without you know whoever's ever stronger. I think the rush has that whole shot. Who's ever stronger. And they hold on to a certain object. So whoever's stronger, now you need to have din. You need to have din. You need to have a way of doing things. Din, emes, and shalma. So I just wanted to point that out. Very interesting point from Rav Shor that he really says that Omei, the world is really created for Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Hasadim. But how the world functions, says Rabbeinu Yonah, Rav Shor really flushes it out, is that you need din, emes, and shalma. That's how the world continues on. But then he gets really, really beautifully. If you go to page 4, Rav Shor goes, this is a different piece now that Rav Shor continues on. And he really wants to connect how Din, Emes, and Shalom actually goes together with Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. I mentioned a few seconds ago that all the threes go together. So Rav Shor now brings it all together. How is Din, Emes, and Shalom, Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim? So he says here, if you look at the bottom paragraph, Emes, Zu Torah. As we say in the Bracha of the Torah, Asher Nasa Lanu, Torah's Emes. And he says, the Sfas Emes says, Sh'adei HaTorah, Zochin el emes. When a person comes to Torah, then he's zochin to emes, right? It says Moshe emes, v'soroso emes. The Torah is emes. Good? Everyone good right now? So far, we have Torah and emes down. Now let's go on to, what's the next one he goes to? He says he goes to shalom. Shalom is gemilas chasadim. When you have shalom with someone, when you have peace, he doesn't really flush it out, but it's very, very simple. When you have peace with someone, that's chesed. And finally, v'din ze avodah zarah. How is din avodah zarah? Does he explain it over here? V'din avodah zarah. Doesn't really explain it here. But l'maisa, when someone... Let's see, did I write down how he explained it, how din is avodah zarah? Right, so he says, I think maybe in another, maybe this piece or another piece, that when someone... What's din? It's not only judging others. It's like the lashon by Dun is that she judged herself. And when someone davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're doing a cheshbon and nefesh. So when someone serves avodah zarah, you're not connecting to the Baruch Hashem. You're connecting to something outside of yourself, which is outside of Hashem. I think the first two fit beautifully. Maybe the third one is a little bit of a question mark. But at the end of the day, Rav Shor said it, and it's I think it's very beautiful. It's mamash emes. But then, just to go a little deeper, he says an amazing thing. He says we have three relationships. And he quotes the Gra. You have interpersonal relationships, how we act with each other. We have our relationships with Hashem. And then we have a relationship with ourselves. So says the Gra on the Aderes Eliyahu, each one of these things is the same thing. This is the bottom of page 4. The Gra writes, and the Gra writes, the Shlema to Adam who begim in Yonim, beino levein atzmo, beino levein kono, ubein the chavero. Torah, avodah, gemilas chasadim. Right? You have the interpersonal, the personal relationship between you and our bonus shalom, and dafka you amongst yourself. Torah, who beino levein kono. A person learns Torah, it connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very simple. Avodah, who tikkun nefesh. When someone davens, you're trying to become a better person, a better husband, a better father, a better friend. You're davening to be that's a personal relationship between you and yourself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The gemilas chasadim who beino levein chaver. And he says that at the end of the day, gemilas chasadim is the interpersonal relationship. So again, we're just following this 1, 2, 3. Din, emes, and shalom is the same thing, right? Emes is Torah, din is avodah zarah. Excuse me, din is avoda, and all the threes are getting me a little confused. And the shalom is gemilas chasadim. But now, just to go one drop, and we saw how the Gra really applies all them together. The ben adam lamakom is Torah, ben adam laatzma is tefila, and ben adam lachavero is gemilas chasadim. So, on page 5, he really talks about it. What shalom is. Shalom, the Maharal says, shalom comes from the word of shlemus. When you have full peace. It means when you have something that's something that's shlemus, something's complete. That's why we always end off Shmona Esrei. We end off Kaddish, we end off Berachos Kanim with the word shalom. Because something has to be complete. We can't have a relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu if all of these three relationships are missing. If something's missing with my wife, or if something's missing with my friend, then something's missing with my connection to the Rabbonu Shalom. And if I'm missing something with myself, and if I'm lacking with myself, if I'm not happy with myself, then my connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam is lacking. And obviously, when if a person doesn't learn Torah, if he doesn't have a serious relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu through Talmud Torah, then something's lacking with his relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu as well. But I just want to be able to just to take this a little more practically, maybe bring down to the Parsha. So if you go to page 6 over here, the quote of the Noam Alimelech. Noam Alimelech is not actually on last week's Parsha, but we didn't make Avdala yet, so we could still say a Torah from Bishalach. So he quotes the pasuk says, "V'nei Yisrael ha'chuba yasha b'soch hayam," right? And then another pasuk says, "V'nei Yisrael ha'chuba yam b'soch hayabasha." It's a very, very beautiful answer of the Gra and the Kli Yakar. Not for now. You can see me after for a beautiful answer of the Gra and the Kli Yakar, but not for now. Says the Noam Alimelech, such a beautiful answer. There are times in life where we fully see Hashem. Maybe after a baby's born, a grandchild is born, maybe Chas Shalom getting in a car accident. If you saw that plane going to Eretz Yisrael and they landed in Canada, it's nisim niflaus. And then there are times where it's hard to see Kadosh Baruch Hu. When you see Rachman Latzon, things happening in Eretz Yisrael, things happening in Brooklyn, or things happening, crazy things, it's very hard to see. So says the Noam Alimelech, a Jew's job is that when you're halchu b'yabasha, you have to remember your besoch hayam times. Remember the times where you saw Kadosh Baruch Hu complete. Remember the times where you had the inspiration, or you felt good, you felt close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that'll help you get through the hard times. I think that's really what a complete Jew is, right? The whole word of tonight of today is just how to be a complete Jew. We started talking about Din, Emes, and Shalom. Those three things complete a society. Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim. If you don't have Talmud Torah, you don't have Tefillah, you don't have Chesed, then you're not a complete Jew. And each one of those things trickles down in a very, very specific way. Torah is Emes. Torah is a connection to us and Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tefillah is a connection between us and ourselves, where we're real with ourselves. And Chesed is Shalom. Chesed is us between and each other. And I just want to be able to end off with the nice word from the Chaban. Not sure anyone here is familiar with the Sfarma of the Chaban. The Chaban is the milkman, right? The Lashon. So everyone thinks, oh, he's a milkman. He's writing Sfarim. I'm telling you right now, he has thousands of followers in Eretz Yisrael. Why is he called a milkman? Because this is what he does on his off time. He has milk factories. I never met him. He's in Tel Aviv. Shever Fur Shalema. I've heard that he's not so well. But his farm are so gorgeous. A little Kabbalistic. This is a little less Kabbalistic, but so amazing. Very, very special person. So he writes on this week's Parsha, on Parsha's Yisro, and he really quotes something from Pesach. He says, if you would have came to Arsina and not gotten the Torah, would have been enough. Really? It would have been enough? Wasn't the whole point of coming to Har Sinai was to get the Torah? Right? So he says a nice idea, but it's really the idea that I've seen before is really comes from Rav Yitzchak Vorka. He says two things. He says, we reached a level of Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. Says Rav Yitzchak Vorka, it would have been good enough to come to Har Sinai just to reach the level of Achdus. Just to have that, just either Kirat Nalef Nei Har Sinai, Lo Nasa Torah Dayenu. What a beautiful pshat. Just to have that level of Avos Yisrael and not gotten the Torah would have been good enough. But Rav Yitzchak Vorka says another thing. It says, Vayichan is a lashon of chen. What's chen? What's a good English word for chen? Grace. Seeing the special. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. That we each one of us saw the grace. We saw the special uniqueness in each other at Har Sinai. So, if we came to our Sinai and we didn't get the Torah, it wouldn't be good enough just to reach that level of Avos Yisrael. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us now as we continue on in our learning of Perkei Avos. Perkei Avos is not something just we learn. Perkei Avos is something that's supposed to help us change our midos with our Kadosh Baruch Hu, with ourselves, and most of all with each other. Not most of all, just as much with each other. And I think that this is a very, very good way to Mivsayim Perek Aleph. So, Chazak, Chazak, and Chazak, Bezashim. Shkoyach.